Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive, my mind is alert, and I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are fruitful and believe in miracles, signs and wonders and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Pray the scripture. Pray the scripture. Read the scripture and pray the scripture back to God, and you'll never go wrong. Amen. You will never go wrong. And let me tell you something. There's 14 verses over here. You better take your time. Maybe just do the first four verses, praying the scripture to God. Meditate on it, talk on it, think on it. Wait until you start getting the feeling, the revelation, the Spirit of God come on you. Wait to hear something from God, then move on to verse 5 and verse 6 and pray them. Pray the scriptures to God. God says, remind me of my word. Did He not say, remind me of my word? Well, Lord, your word says, blessed be the God, my Father of Jesus Christ, my Savior, who's blessed me with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Lord, I remind you of that word, and now I walk into my inheritance and I take it. Thank you, Jesus. Pray the scripture to God. You need to learn to pray the scriptures to God. I'm telling you, we have to pray the scriptures to God. Because you can't go wrong praying His word. Amen? And verse 3 and 13 and 14 of Ephesians 1 tells us that we already have the guarantee, there's a word for you, of our inheritance. It tells us in Ephesians 1, 3, 13 and 14 that we already have the guarantee of our inheritance. We already are guaranteed the inheritance. If God says this, you can't undo it. Amen. No. He says, my word cannot be returning to me void. No one can undo it. Right. He says, will your unbelief make the word of God null and void? That's a joke. You don't have to believe it, but the one who's believing is going to receive. All things are possible to him who believes. No things are possible to him who don't believe. Amen. And so it tells us in those verses that we've already have the guarantee by the holy promise, by the Holy Spirit of truth, who sealed us, who's already sealed us unto God. So He's guaranteed us of our inheritance. Amen. You're guaranteed your inheritance. Wow. Verse 3. Blessed be the God of our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. Verse 13, in Him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. You see that? You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Your inheritance is your promise. And he sealed that in you. Oh my goodness gracious me, oh my. Amen. Who is a guarantee, verse 14, who is a guarantee or the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Point number 7. We have been sealed. There's your word. With the Holy Spirit of promise. Verses 13 and 14. We have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Put your hand on your heart. Say, I have been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And my inheritance is guaranteed in my life. You're saying something now. You are saying something. You better know what you're saying. You better grab what you're saying. You better believe what you're saying. And you better take what you're saying. All right? This divine sealing denotes ownership. There's a word for you. Ownership and security. Oh, my goodness. This is a divine word. It's a divine sealing by the Holy Spirit of promise who has sealed us. This is talking about your ownership and your security. Ownership over what God's promised me. I'm securing that. I am securing that. Listen, with what's coming down the pike, you better be secure in your inheritance. You're going to have to be securing your inheritance. People are panicking left, right, center, and other ways. I've never seen anything like it in my life, but I've read about it. And people are in a flat spin. I'm talking to Christians, and I'm talking big name Christians that are like, oh, brother, we're not going to, and oh, brother, this, and oh, brother. From your brother, you've got to be in faith with me. Shield to shield, faith to faith. Amen. You can hear it in the people. People that are children of God. There's just fear. And the thing that you fear will come on your life. And where your focus is on what you're fearing, you're going to get it. Stop telling me about what's out there. I'm washing my hands. If I have to mask up, I will. I'll social distance. If someone's got something, I won't go too close to them out of respect for them. Just remember John G. Lake? He put his arm and his hands into all that sick stuff. And it didn't affect him. It was affecting everyone else. He says, I'm a child of God. My inheritance is healing. And protection. My inheritance and my birthright is success. My very birthright is success. And I've got to get this thinking that way. I've got to think that way, because if I think that way, I'm focusing on that, and that's where I'm headed. So as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I'm successful. My birthright is successful. Where am I headed? To success. You can choose to follow anything you want. I choose to follow the word of God. Amen. So we belong to him and we will always belong to him. We have been sealed unto the journey's end. Faithful is who started it, who will complete it unto the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Faithful is he, John. Faithful is he that started it, who will complete it until the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4, verse 30. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Wow. I'm going to the journey's end with my God and Savior. I have been sealed for the day of redemption. Woo! I love Jesus. And these spiritual blessings belong to every Christian. And they are only ours if we are in Christ. Verse 3 tells us that. If having heard the gospel, in verse 13, we have believed. There's a word for you. In having heard the gospel, we have believed. In verse 13. We heard the gospel. We believed the gospel. Now I'm in Christ because I did what the gospel said. I got saved. Now all these spiritual blessings belong to me. Until you accept the beloved and the free gift, you're not accepted of God. Once you're accepted of God because of the beloved, you now have your inheritance. You know, we take this with a grain of salt. Just take it with a grain of salt, brother. you know. Can you bring those little questionnaires to the front here, please, Laura, and hand one out to each person? If you can bring these back with you next week, if you want to get credit in that, or if you just want to do it for fun, it's an open book test. You'll find all the notes in there. It'll make you study a little bit, which is what my goal is. But we've got to start. You know, it's not just a grain of salt with it. You know, pastor. You know, we that's the way we get sometimes with the Word of God. You know, even the devil, he tried to get Jesus. He got Adam and Eve. Did God really say? He tries to bring that stuff in. And then he said to Jesus, if you really are the Son of God, a little bit of leaven, a little bit of doubt, a little bit of, well, you got to take it with a pinch of salt, right? Is that a saying in America? We had that in South Africa. Oh, take it with a pinch of salt. In other words, don't believe it all. Just a little bit. Did he, hey? A grain of salt. Okay, take it with a grain of salt. Did he really, if you really are the Son of God, there's a grain of salt. To Adam and Eve, did God really say, there's a grain of salt? The Bible, can you really expect to be healed from it? Don't take it with a grain of salt. We are the salt of the earth. And if you're taking it with a grain of salt, it better be that kind of salt. And if you've lost your flavor, you're no good to anyone. Come on. And listen, let me just say this very quickly and we're closed, that faith does not come from your head. It comes from your spirit, man. So stop trying to believe with your head and start believing with your spirit, because that's where the faith comes from. Faith is a spiritual commodity. It really is. It's a spiritual commodity. And so by faith, we know that the worlds were formed with the Word of God. By faith, we got saved through grace. So we got to start getting outside of what we think and know up here, because we are very limited. I don't know if you know, you're pretty limited.
In our mind, in our natural abilities, and in our soulish realm, apart from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Okay, so Father, we just thank you. Lord, we thank you for this incredible gift of salvation, how you saved us through the beloved Son and made us accepted through him. And then you gave us an inheritance. You cleansed us, made us righteous, made us right, forgave us, called us in, adopted us as children, and then said, here's your inheritance, you're my children. And so we thank you for that today. We thank you so much for the power in every word in the Gospels and the whole Bible. We thank you for the power that's at our disposal for us to use. The spoken word will produce results when it's spoken in faith. So we thank you, Lord Jesus. We give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. And as we've gone through this little bit of training and studying, it is too beautiful. And there's so much more to learn. We could have taken a month on each point. And we just thank you and give you the praise. And the Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us and making this revelation in our minds.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the Donate or Give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support, and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Life is What You Make It. If we want to have a great life, we must learn to do things God's